Richard Wright was born near Natchez, Mississippi, in 1908 to sharecropper parents. During his childhood, he moved frequently throughout his native Mississippi and the South. His mother finally moved her family to Jackson, Mississippi, where they lived with Wright's grandmother. It was in Jackson where Richard first began to write. Moving to Chicago at the age of 19 allowed Wright multiple opportunities to further his interest in becoming a writer. He joined the South Side unit of the Communist Party and wrote for their publication, New Masses, in between odd jobs. This membership gave him contacts with many budding writers who frequented the Windy City and older writers who had been part of the Harlem Renaissance. Wright first met Langston Hughes, who introduced him to Margaret Walker, and soon he convened a group of writers who also migrated to Chicago. The South Side Writers Group, which he founded, influenced the careers of many of these writers who would help launch a new movement, the Black Chicago Renaissance. In 1937, Wright became the co-editor, alongside Dorothy West, of the single edition of New Challenge, where he published Blueprint for Negro Writing, a manifesto for a new generation of writers. Literary critics quickly applied the term protest fiction to Wright's work that made him a household name. 1 year later, he published a collection of short stories, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Wright moved to Harlem, where he wrote perhaps his most famous work, Native Son, in 1940, the first book by an African-American writer to be selected by the Book of the Month Club. Years later, when the novel was adapted to film, Wright starred in it as its protagonist, Bigger Thomas. 12 Million Black Voices, in 1941, which he wrote with Edwin Roskin, using photographs from the Farm Security Administration, was the first folk history of its kind. After the publication of his acclaimed memoir, Black Boy, in 1945, Wright moved permanently to France with his wife and two young daughters. He continued to have a successful literary career, with 7 more works of fiction, 5 non-fiction books, including Black Power in 1954, as well as numerous essays and journal articles. During the last years of his life, Wright developed an interest in Japanese haiku, which were collected and published posthumously in 1998, just as his last novel, A Father's Law, was released on the centennial of his birth in 2008. Wright is considered the most important Black writer in the 20th century by many. For him, writing was a weapon, and his influence was felt throughout the world. In a documentary film on Wright's life, Mary Baraka said, "Wright made me conscious of the need to struggle." Wright died on November 28th, 1960, in Paris, France.